Want to say goodbye to your wireless carrier, but you can't? Either they trapped you in a long-term contract, or they've got you locked up paying off a phone. Sounds like a bad carrier relationship to us. T-Mobile can set you free. Now we'll pay off your phone, up to $650 when you trade it in. Yep, every last cent. And if it's a contract holding you back, we'll take care of that too. How's that for a clean break? So get out of that bad carrier relationship. Just remember, it's not you, it's them. It's definitely them. Why wait? Ditch your carrier and their switching fees and switch to the Un-carrier today.
Payoff with trade-in credit and Visa prepaid card. Eligible trade-in, new device purchase, qualifying credit and service required. May take up to 8 weeks. See a T-Mobile store for offer details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Card expires.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to witness a seismic event. Now, let the party begin. Start the countdown. 3, 2, 1. You're live.
Got this now.
Get 'em.
Welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio, where the topics are up for debate every night of the week. And then on Saturdays, make sure to join us or call in at 347-637-3286. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Just search Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. We make it easy to talk sports. Okay, welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio. It's Wednesday, so that means it's recruiting with the crew. Gwen Stout, Emerson Martin, Nick Emerson, and also Andre White. And I didn't make Coach White last for anything. Love him to death, even though he's a Seminole fan, but I don't want to get him riled up today. Let's get them all in here. Emerson Martin, and then we have Andre White, Nick Emerson, and Coach Stout. How are you all doing?
Hello.
What's up, Highlight?
Everything is good. Actually, for the first time ever, I'm actually watching the Gator softball, girls softball. Imagine that.
You're just trying to make up. That's all. You know what? Don't tell me the score because I'm nervous as can be. I was really hurt that they lost last night. Let's see what can happen. Coach Stout, how's South Florida going?
Oh, it's going fantastic, Francis. We had some really big things happening down here. You know, I've got to give a shout-out to three young men that not only mentored student-athletes, but mentor and help judge over at the DECA over at the local high school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and they've got three fine young men. They're tuned in right now and with a bunch of their friends, mm-hmm. Robbie Schottenberg, Michael Weissman, and Harrison Cohen. They went to the international competition in Orlando, and I mentored them and judged them in the stock market portion of DECA, the business portion of high school, which we try to get all our student-athletes involved in, and mm-hmm. They got number one in the world. So out of 12,000 kids in the world, they got number one in the world. So it is rocking and rolling down here. We got some pictures taken today. So I'm excited about them and proud of them. And guess what? They're only sophomores.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations, young men. And give them a shout out again. Give me those three names again, Coach Stout.
That's Robbie Tromberg, Michael Weissman, and Harrison Cohn. And all three of them will be heading with us to our urban schools, and they will be giving pep talks, and they'll be talking to our student-athletes about, you know, they're ready to give it up at the second half of the competition, and they hung in there, and mm-hmm. number one in the world. That's some big stuff. So they learn how to play the game.
Awesome, awesome. Very proud of them. Congratulations, young men. Coach Emerson Martin, how's it going?
Everything's going well. Let me say this. Glenn won't tell you that he's a stock guy. And that's how he was able to devise a plan and recruiting game from a business approach. So he lets you know that Glenn's one of those Wall Street guys, and he's a great mentor to young men. We're able to train those three young men, and out of 200,000 kids, they were number one in the world, understanding how to train and understanding all the things that he's mentoring them in.
See, you didn't tell all of it, Coach.
You let the cat out of the bag now, Emerson.
Wow. Okay, Coach Neek, how's it going with NYFO and everything in Rock Hill?
Everything's going good. Our players' pros workouts are getting better and better, more competitive. Got a lot of guys out there working hard, getting good recognition at all the camps and stuff they're going to. So everything's good on this end, man. Enjoying it, just glad, and the summer's just getting started.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, the summer's just getting started. Well, I want to talk about camp tonight, but Coach Highlight, I say the best for last.
Thank you so very much. Since we're giving out shout-outs, I would love to give shout-outs to two very young men whose rising ninth graders went down to Georgia and participated in the Adidas showcase, and the quarterback came out as the MVP, Dane Horton out of Concord, North Carolina, and definitely wanted to give out another shout-out to Porter Rooks, who played wide receiver. He got the MVP at receiver. Both of those guys are in our workout sessions. Just want to give a big shout-out to them guys. Not only – and a special shout-out to Dane, the quarterback, who took the PSAT as a seventh grader, and I know you'll be proud of this. He may have only got one wrong in as a seventh grader taking the SAT.
The
he's already
–
yes, and he already qualified for Harvard and a couple of other Ivy schools.
All right.
Oh, wow. That's a smart kid for sure. He's trying to beat my record for sure. Coach Howard, I saw a picture of you with some young men that couldn't have been no older than 5 or 6. And you were, you know, you had the football in your hand. What position was that, and how old were those young men?
You know me now, Miss Princess. I am a utility back, but I was proud. I was very proud a couple of years ago to be able to work with Mike Minner, of course, a former Carolina Panther who's now the head coach at Campbell University. I used to work with his mentoring service, and we had over at that day we were in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I had the young quarterbacks. Of course, other coaches had the older kids, and I wanted to work with the actually were 5, 6, 7, and 8. I think those kids were that I was working with and enjoyed every minute of it. We had over 250 kids for about 4 days, and it was an exciting time down in Fayetteville. So thanks for giving me that shout-out. I wanted to give a plug to Mike Manor.
All right. You know what? I love that picture. I mean, they looked like they couldn't tackle anything, but they were out there, looked like they were really attentive to you. So, Coach Martin, before we get started, I want to talk the theme today about what camp is a good camp, and do you have to go to a lot of camps? And, you know, I also want to talk about, too, I had some young men on last night. The lowest GPA was a 3.6. Most of them had 3.8, and they were freshmen all the way to juniors from all over the country with Brett Cooper and his All-American Academic Bowl. But Coach Emerson and Coach Martin, tell me about your trip. And I don't know, Coach White, I guess you went too, to Spartanburg, Greenville area about upwards. Tell me how that facility was and how that whole camp went.
Well, Nick, I'm going to go ahead and go first. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, yeah, The facilities in Spartanburg, they're over. Those are one of the best of our scene right here. Sitting on 60 acres, they have multiple basketball courts, multiple soccer fields and football fields and turf fields. They got it put together real nicely. And on the inside, they have like an indoor grass surface, weight room, little mini concession stand. They got a lot of different things in it. It was just a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful place. And, you know, I was very impressed. Yeah. Just very impressed with it. And the event itself went on pretty good. They had a lot of kids out there having fun, a lot of future talent.
Okay. Coach Martin.
like Nick said, it was a great facility. It was a great opportunity to be down there, see some of those kids participate in 707. All the coaches and everybody that was there had a great time. We had everybody from Dave and Buster's to I think Feeney's, which is a new company that moved from Wichita, Kansas, that sells custard. And the custard is pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah,
we had the Marines. Mm-hmm. We had the local medical facility that was there.
ESPN Upstate.
ESPN Upstate was there. Okay. It was just, the L House, Carolina L House was there. A lot of great concerts, a lot of great things for young kids, and opening up opportunity for them. So the kids had a ball. And then after it was over, Dave and Buster's gave every kid, they supplied food and gave kids unlimited cards to play arcade games. And they did that for 2 years after party. So it was really, really nice. And I just want to say hats off to Cal Hoffman for what he did down in Spartanburg and him with NYFO. And they did a punt, pass, and kick event. Kids were awarded, and it turned out to be really, really nice. And it was just, a good time for a lot of good people. We took some pictures that we'll put up on the NYFO site. And just had a great time, Princess. It was really good. Kids, you saw a lot of kids doing great fundamentals. And Coach, the thing that was funny to me is Coach Emerson always coaching. Every time he saw a kid, I can't tell you how many times he saw kids running in the open field, swinging that ball. He said, hey, pull that ball high and tight.
Yeah, I had to get him.
That was nice. The kid looking at that. Yes, sir.
All right. I love that.
Can't forget about Jenny Reyes. She did an awesome job with the T-shirt at Upstate Graphics and Foot. She did an awesome job with the T-shirt that she had given out to the campus and everything.
Okay. All right. You're going to have to send me that information. About the T-shirts. I'm always looking for a good T-shirt vendor for sure. I kind of wanted to go the route tonight and talk about a couple things. And I think I want to start with the young men that I spoke to last night and ask all of you all what can be their path from this point on. Again, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 10th, and 111th. And they all had GPAs that were out of this world. None of them quite had offers yet except for the ones that were one junior did. And, of course, that makes sense. And I'll start with you, Mr. Stout. Coached out, and what do they do to kind of keep that momentum going when they're so young? They have talent on the field, but right now the focus should be on academics. And I want to ask all of you all, doesn't your body just evolve and change from 7th up until you're a senior? And I'll start with you, Coach Stout.
Well, one of the most important things they can do, and first of all, that is fantastic, and congratulations to those young men, because somebody is making sure that they understand what the priority should be right now, because their GPA, their grades right now, that's their paycheck, and that's how we equate it to all these student-athletes. You coming home with a big paycheck, or you coming home and just going to school for lunch and you're a Joe Blow. So what do they need to do? They need to continue, and if they started strong, they can end strong. If they started slow, they need to rev it up and start summer classes. But these young men, it depends on what they want to do, and they have to have strong mentors, strong parents around them to help them organize this. My suggestion is always get as many courses as you can during the summer, depending on how young you are and how physically, how much training you can take. Get the fundamentals. Get with some really good local collegiate or some pro trainers that really know what they're doing, and learn how important nutrition is, because nutrition is the key to that brain being smart, and that's one of the key components of what we try to do is get good nutrition in these urban schools early on, because no brain not fed is not going to be a brain that can learn anything. So if they continue to work really hard, and what they need to do is we have this learning management system, these modules, 8 modules, and playing the recruitinggame.com, one of the first things we do is we have them set the record straight for them about recruiting. And what they would do at this point, if they were in our system, is they would start learning how the system actually works. What are their expectations? What are they going to run into? And what can they do with that tremendous value they have in those grades? Because those grades are a tremendous amount of money. Just in the Midwest alone, those grades, if they come out as a senior, could be worth $16,000 to $18,000. And that's a lot of money in an equivalency-based scholarship, which 99% of the student-athletes that come out every year are not going to be in a scholarship that's a one-for-one scholarship. They're going to be on the equivalency side where they've got to learn how to stack the money. And I love when I think it was Andre talked about the young student-athletes that qualified for Harvard and all that. That is just fantastic. If they don't go to school like that and take advantage of that with the grades and the money, because the grades are worth a lot of money to the universities, what they need to do is now apply that to everything they're doing along the road. And you know, they're winning in the classroom. Now they need to continue that momentum, winning on the field, winning in the community, and giving back in the community as much as they possibly can. So if they are sophomores, my recommendation is wherever they live, get to a college campus this summer and get there and go to one of those college camps. It doesn't have to be a big camp. It can be a Division II, Division III, an NAIA school, but get involved in the camp so that those coaches and those, they get to see the people that are really interested in playing, but those coaches get an eyeball on them. And not only that, they're going to find out what their expectations are, and they want to let their coach, they want to go right up to that head coach, find out who the head coach is, introduce themselves, and say, you know, my name is Johnny Smith, and I've got a 4.67 coach. I want to play for you bad, and I can really compete in that classroom. I'm only a sophomore now, but just watch me roll. And that coach won't forget Johnny Smith, okay? He's got to make an impression now. And they start now by building that very impressive, qualified, athletic resume.
Yeah. I wish I could remember all of their names. They were all so well-spoken. Coach Martin, tell me what you think their path should be. I think Coach Stout gave a really good answer there. But these young men were obviously doing it in the classroom. So even if they didn't continue the success on the field, which I don't see, a lot of them were playing football and then, of course, baseball in the spring and then swimming in the summer. Can that hinder them? Should they just focus on football alone and try to go to some of these camps, Coach Martin?
Well, I'm under the belief that a kid should be a kid. If they love all sports, play all sports. I played, and it just so happened that, you know, football was my thing, but it gave me a work ethic because one of the things when you're a big guy and you got to play on the basketball court, you got to get up and down that court. So you develop fast twitch muscles. If you're playing baseball, long you to turn your hips and open up your hips so you got to feel and get to the ball. So there's a lot of good things that you can learn from every sport. But I think Glenn answered the question more than appropriately. The one thing that we have to realize about these camps is a lot of these camps, regardless of where they are, they're run by GAs. So a lot of GAs come from a lot of different schools and participate in those camps. And if you get there and catch one guy's attention, he's not going to forget you. He's going to remember that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thing is, being well-spoken is a lot like Coach Stout said, going up to a different scout and saying, look, you know, my name is such and such, and I have a such and such GPA. You know, come check me out. Here's my plug. Look me up on Players to Pros because I got a profile there. And you can follow me. You can see my GPA. You can see my highlights from last year and what they're going to be in the up-and-coming years, and you can follow that profile. You can find me at Players to Pros, and you'll understand that I'm stealth rated and I'm PTRG certified. So those are the things, you know, that I understand the recruiting game, and I'm preparing myself to be a commodity. Not only am I rated in performance, but academics and character as well. So then you stand out from the rest of people, and you show yourself that somebody that they want to be affiliated with, you know, because it brings in those dollars. It is a business.
Yeah, it is a business for sure. Coach Martin and Neek and Andre, it's there's so many camps out there. I get emails all the time from different camps that are going on. Neek, how do you pick one? Do you pick one that maybe is kind of focusing on the position you want to play? And if you were 8, 9, 10, a lot of these schools, you're going both ways. You're playing running back and maybe linebacker, or you're playing wide receiver and also DB on defense. So how do you pick and choose what kind of camps to kind of focus on?
Well, you pick the camp that you want to go to that's basically in your geographical range, or you go to one that's more popular, or just one that anyone you can get to. So it's not a particular one that you can just go to. It's just a point of like Glenn saying, just get on the college campuses. Let's just go to these places and experience life outside of your comfort zone, being coached by different type of coaches and everything. You know, so it's not a particular place. It's just go and experience the life of how it's going to be when you go into college and how those coaches are going to coach you and stuff. So any camp is good for anybody. It's just a point of getting there and participating in it.
I agree with you. Highlight, go ahead and take the last part of this. Camps, you know, how do you judge when you're mentoring some kids? Because I know you've done a lot of that. Let's take, for instance, a young man with North Carolina State. What camp do you kind of push them towards?
Great question. I would basically, what I've done in the past, and Coach Neek will verify from last week's workout, we actually talked about class and character when we set our foot on campus. We want to make sure that we are recognized, not just because of the athletic ability, but our speaking knowledge also. We tell those kids, and like Glenn said, get in front of those coaches, because here's the thing that we do know. We go to those type of camps. You can go to a major Division One camp. A lot of the times, Division Two, Division One, Double A coaches are working those camps. Of course, the GAs are working them also, are planning them. But a lot of times, when you go to those major camps, the smaller school coaches are working those camps. So there you go. You're getting that look from those schools also while you're at on those big campuses. But I'm a realistic. I tell kids what type of style of offense you play in will be the best type of camp you want to go to. If you're a spread type of offense, why would you want to go to a different type of camp? You know what you specialize in, and I kind of guide them in that type of direction as far as those camps. But Glenn said, any campus would be great. You want to get a chance at an early age to get on that campus, get a chance to get a tour, and just kind of see what college campus is all about and college atmosphere is all about. So, and also, you want to definitely get in all the coaches' face. And we don't mind teaching firm handshakes, eye contact, and let them know exactly where you're from and who you are and your GPA. We teach life lessons a lot of times, too, because we don't want them to just think, hey, this is an athlete, because 9 out of 10 times those coaches are going to go after the we say student athletes, but they want those athletes. They will take an athlete who has that GPA way before they'll take that kid who has the athletic ability and who is struggling in that classroom, because they want to be able to trust them, not only on the football field, they want to trust them in that classroom so they'll be there the following semester. So just get on that campus and just be, you know, be very confident.
Okay. Let me say this.
I want kids to be aware of a lot of times kids go to camps because it's associated with a big name. And there's a lot of big name athletes out there that have camps, but it doesn't make them a great coach. So when you're looking at these camps, you want to find people like Tony Ballas, the Andre White, that are working with kids that have a track record of putting kids in the school. If you're going to go to a coach's camp, you know, there are a lot of people running lineman camp, and some of them are linemen that have never really played. And so they're not great coaches. Some linemen are there using a lineman's name that's not out there coaching. It's just the wrong people. So you have to be aware of camps like that, because you want to be able to go to a camp and get something out of it. You want to improve fundamentally, or you want to be put in front of an audience that's going to see you and your name is going to get out there. I like to go to the Division I, the Clemson's the ECU or the Carolinas or camps like that, you know, even the Gators camp, Florida Gators camp, because, like they said, they're being coached by a lot of GAs and Division I AA, Division II coaches. So you get exposed to all of that, and you have opportunities to go to school. And if your GPA and your grades are right, they see you there. And they're always looking for that athlete that they can develop.
I agree with you. And I like that camp that Florida does, but everybody does one. Friday Night Lights, I think Georgia calls it Dog Nights now. So it's always in the middle or sometime one of those Fridays in July that all of those big schools hold them. I was interviewing a father-son today. The young man is 11th grade, and right now he's a three-star running back, and I won't say where. I'm giving the name, but the father basically said, I want you all to talk about this because I thought he was misguided, and we kind of went around a little bit, but I was interviewing them for the father-son thing that's coming up that I'm putting together for Father's Day weekend, and I'm going to interview Glenn Stout and his sons and also Emerson Martin and his sons, so I'm looking forward to that for this whole Father's Day special I'm doing. But the father said, if you're not a four-star or five-star, or he basically said, if the colleges think you have enough talent, they'll find you. And they're really not finding my son right now. So maybe he doesn't have that level that is needed. And that's really how he put it. He didn't want to disappoint his son, but that's how he left it. And I'll start with you, Coach Emerson, because I started with Glenn Stout last time. But that really isn't true. Don't you really have to get out and put your film out there? And more, maybe he is just not exposed enough, and maybe he could be more than a three-star. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, one of the things, yeah, maybe he could be more than a three-star, but this depends on where he's setting his hopes for. You know, there are a lot of opportunities for a lot of athletes. The problem is people say where they will or won't go. When you have a GPA, look at the Harvest, look at the Dartmouths, look at those places, and take advantage of the opportunity. Look at the Hamptons, look at the Southerners, look at all those opportunities are out there. And those kids get so caught up in Division One, I got to go here. And if they don't get those offers, they feel like they don't have a chance. But they're having camps at those HBCUs and different things across the country. Go to their camp. You know, you know, I always talk about building the house, Francis. And if you're a real estate agent, if you got a whole bunch of people that's trying to buy a house, and it's at the top of the $200,000 range, and everybody's trying to buy it, that house becomes a steal for that person in the $300,000 range. They'll reach down to buy that house because so many people want it. Well, so the thing is, you know, get a buzz going about your name. Start low and move up. If every Division III school in the country wants you, then a Division II school is going to reach down. If every Division II school in the country wants you, then Division I AA is going to reach down. But if you always aim for Division I schools, there's not enough of them out there, and there's not enough scholarships to go around. So it's just not going to happen. You know, their doors are being knocked in. So, you know, the thing is, if they're not coming to his son, it doesn't mean that his son can't play college ball. It just means that he might have to play a Division II school. And I can tell you, that ain't so bad. I played Division II school, and I ended up in the league for a couple of years, so that ain't so bad. It's what you do with your opportunity.
Yeah, I like what you said. I like what you said, though, Coach, and that is it depends on what you're aiming for. What are you trying, you know, and are you saying no before you even have a chance to see what else is out there? Coach Stout, your thoughts about this, that, you know, the father basically said, hey, you know, he's probably not going to get the attention of those because they're not looking, they're not knocking down the doors, and maybe he needs to kind of readjust what he's thinking.
Well, they're not going to be knocking down any doors. They've got too many kids that they get to choose from, and they've already recruited down to sophomores and down to eighth grade. He's looking. What's happening is we've got a multi-billion dollar industry that focuses on Saturday afternoon, and all these kids have bought into the idea that they're going to be playing in front of 100,000 people And that's great for the less than 1%, but it ain't going to work for the other 99%, which is million football players coming out every year, seniors coming out every year. So here's mm-hmm. what we've done. We've got a solution to that. We've created this StealthRating.com, which is going to put him on the radar, because we've taken and interviewed college coaches last year and asked them, what are the questions you ask a high school coach? What are they specifically? Mm-hmm. We put them into an algorithm, and we pumped them out, and they've got a survey now that's head coach quantified, and it's all secured, back-end secured. It gives them a five-star rating, and it bases on, first of all, character, second of all, grades, and third of all, work ethic. Now, it's based on an algorithm and a process. It's a patented process. So this young man gets self-rated, but his head coach has to do it. We've got kids all over the country now, because I had a couple of coaches here during spring. They were recruiting kids like crazy off of our brand new platform we just rolled out, because they were very intrigued, because the first thing they look for is character. But they didn't have to look for a service that just looks at them based on film. They looked at a service that's based on much deeper than film. So what does he need to do? He needs to learn how the process works. He needs to – I had a young man four nights ago. Played football with his father in high school, and his father was genetically, he could play anything. He was an all-American. He could play anything. His son is now punting, and he's at a big school down here in South Florida, and he just, you know, he's punting. He's not getting the time he needs, and finally he's going into his senior year, and he understands, just like this young man understood, and his dad, hey, there's nobody noticing you, and the clock is ticking. You got 10, maybe 14 games left. So he called me up, and I said, yeah, we'll plug him in, get him on PTRG. But I said, Robert, he's a 4.5 GPA. I said, Robert, let me ask you a question. I said, I know your dad played big-time football. I said, you want to live up to your dad's expectations? And his dad was there. I had him on a conference call because I had him a screen share. And he said, I'm going to be honest with me. I said, I know I have sons. He says, yes, sir, I would. I said, well, would you be adverse to going to a school that gave you a full ride that had a great education? Well, there was a little pause in his step because nobody ever asked him that question. But when it got down to it and we discussed it for another couple minutes and I put it in perspective for him, which was, what are you really using this football experience for? Remember, it's a blip on your radar. What do you want to be at 40 years old? Well, bottom line is, I want to use it to get a great college education. I said, okay, that's the answer I needed. Now, I'm going to open the door for you, because if that's not your answer, I cannot give you the segue into our platforms that will teach you exactly what you need to do to get multiple offers if you stay on task and do it. I watch that young man because I can see the back end go through, whiz through, and you can't whiz through playing a recruiting game. It's just too intense. Plus, we have modules that are restricted. But I saw him whiz through it, and I realized at that point at 4.5, he's going to get through it pretty quick. But bottom line is, as I said, Robert, you got to get out there and not only kick the ball over 40 yards, his average is 45 yards. I said, do you kick? Your dad used to kick it out of the end zone. Yes, sir, but I don't do it in the game. I said, I don't care. I want you kicking the ball. I want you kicking 40, 50-yard field goals training. I said, what else? I said, do you kick off? He goes, well, I know you got to have genetic makeup. He goes, yeah. I said, set the ball where the collegiate players play and kick the ball into the end zone. I said, I want you to tape all that. I said, number four, I want you to get your butt in the gym and work out like a beast with some qualified trainers. And I want you to mix the tape, and we'll edit it for you, because we want you to get recruited. Here's how you get on the radar. And then there are several steps that it's explained from A to Z, Princess, in playingtherecruitinggame.com. So he's whizzed through this. He's got his recruiting resume ready to go. Now he's ready to target. He's ready to target 100 colleges of his choice that he already researched to understand that this is a place where he fits in. So there are the solution is there. We just have to get the word out. They can make a decision if they want to do it or not. And it takes 10 extra hours a week. There's no free ticket, free pass to get through this stuff. And he's going to be successful just like the other thousands that have gone through our platform, be able to learn first how the game works. No different than these deck of kids, these young men. It's the same game. You just have to learn the game, and then you have to learn how to win the game. And once you learn how to win the game, you're going to have it all over those coaches, because those are coaches going to look at you and say, where'd you learn all this stuff? Well, I had some good mentors. You know, I had some good mentors, and that's why these shows are so important, for you to be able to say those players' names. And, you know, Andre Waternik talks about some of the 4.6. We need to put their name out there. And that young man last night, his name needs to be out there, because there's coaches listening. I know there are, because I invited about 600 of them today. So I know there's coaches listening, and we have a database that we email coaches that we've been working with, and it's over 600 college coaches around the country. And I said, here we are. I'm texting while we're on the phone to the vice president of FBU. We're getting ready to talk about, you know, you need to get on and get your athletes on and listen, because Nick Emerson and Andre White and Emerson Martin and Prince's, you know, they care about you, and you're going to learn something about this whole system tonight. So I'm going to shut my mouth, because I get very passionate about this and listen to the
rest
of that talk.
It's okay. It's a great answer, great response. I have a caller here. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Area code 678. Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
Princess Cooper. How are we doing?
Doing good. Who's this?
Tony Ballard. How do you not know my voice?
I knew it. Hey, Tony Ballard.
How are you doing?
What's up, Tony?
I'm doing good.
What's up, Glenn? How are you doing, buddy?
That's good, man. Just saw you a couple days ago. It was great.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
We got Coach Emerson Martin on, Andre White, Nick Emerson. They're all on. But I do want to say now, your night is tomorrow night, Tony Ballard. So you can't cheat me out of tomorrow night. You know that, right?
I'm not going to cheat you. First of all, hi, guys. How you guys doing, by the way?
All right, Coach Ballard. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. You know, I'm just a fan, so I'm just listening.
Wow, thank you. Just gave you a shout out, and Tony's doing an awesome job.
And stuff that he's doing down there, you know. And I would tell any kid to look him up and look at some of the drills that he's taking these quarterbacks through. Just the fact that the way they're working on their footwork, the way that he stresses the little thing. So it's not always just throwing, it's having your feet in the right place. It's understanding how to follow through and how to step into your throw. And I see Tony working those little things to help guys get work. Speed, the way they turn their hips and how they open up their hips. So, you know, when you start dealing with camps and coaches, that's some of the things that you want to look for. And, you know, I just want to keep commending Coach, because I think you're doing a phenomenal job down there in the Atlanta area.
Tony, I got a first chance to see him down in South Florida and doing some unbelievable stuff with the FBU camp. And he's got an incredible, just an incredible all-star camp getting ready to shoot off at July 25th up in Atlanta. I'm sure he talks about it on his own. But, you know, any of those quarterbacks, I did contact a lot of student athletes, any quarterbacks, wide receivers. And, Tony, what's the third position?
Defensive backs, DBs.
DBs, okay, yeah, phenomenal. And I got a chance to physically watch him at the FBU camp, and it was just amazing to watch him work with those young men. And you know, this is the Tony Ballard show.
Well, I appreciate that, Glenn, because you never know who's watching. And you know, you want to make sure that you're getting through to every kid in every aspect that you can. So I definitely want to say I appreciate you guys you know, giving me shout-outs and showing the support for what it is that I'm trying to do with these guys. But tonight is not about me. I'm listening. I'm a fan of what you guys are instilling. I hope that FBU jumps on the board in reference to how you guys are doing things, and maybe some good things can happen for them as well in the near future.
Yeah, awesome. I appreciate you. Yeah. And what's going on with you and Tony Ballard? And I've been told I have to be there July 25th. So Rev knows I will be in the house the week before that with Emerson Martin, and then I'm coming to see you. How about that, Tony Ballard?
That's awesome. You know, obviously Emerson and those guys are going to have some things that are going to be going on that is going to be special for those young men out in Charlotte in that area. So I'm excited to hear how that's going to go and going from. I wish I could be there, but I think I'll be in Dublin, Ohio for 2 weeks. Prior to that, so I wish those guys nothing but luck and good luck and success in that as well.
How's my boyfriend doing, Logan Bird? He okay?
He's doing good. he's excited. He just finished. He's got 4 classes left of high school.
Mm-hmm.
He'll graduate obviously in January, and then he'll be on USC's University of North Carolina's campus probably a couple of days after the 1st of January, and I'm sure he's excited about that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. For sure. All right, Tony Bella, I'm going to put you back on hold here, and then I'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, okay?
All right, you guys. Take care, and good talking with you guys.
You too, Tony.
Awesome.
Take care, guys.
All right, that's Tony Ballard right there. We're going to take a break and come back. We got kind of caught up here. A lot of great answers, though, and that's what I want people to hear. There's so many ways to do this the right way, especially if you have the grades, and so many ways to approach it and make sure you maximize your options. And that's what life is about, is creating options for yourself so you'll have choices immediately and down the road. Never Had It So Good, Sports Talk Radio. Glenn Stout, playing the recruiting game. Neek Emerson, NYFO. Andre White, NYFO. And, of course, Players for Pros and Coach Emerson Martin. We're going to take a break and come back. Never Had It So Good, Sports Talk Radio. Tony Ballard was on before we went on break, and he's with us tomorrow with the Hall of Famer quarterback out of Richmond's Fighters, Eric Ward. They'll be on together. Eric Ward is now in Atlanta and trying to do some of what Tony Ballard is trying to do, and that is to mentor quarterbacks. So going to get them on together tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on Friday. We're live at the barbershop on Saturday. We got a lot going on. We are interviewing Miss Florida Gator. She will be with us at 10 a.m. On the Never Had It So Good Sports Network and Spiritually Sweet. So I'm proud to interview this young lady, Miss Florida 2015. She will be on at 10 a.m. Coach Emerson Martin, also Andre White, Neek Emerson, and also Glenn Stout is with me right now. And I wanted to ask Neek some questions to you about this whole recruiting process. And you know, what if you run into a dad that says, hey, you know, we're not getting the attention and maybe we should readjust or kind of bow out gracefully Because, again, like Coach Emerson said, there are a lot of different avenues. You just have to adjust your goals and then market yourself, which they had done none of, Coach Neek.
Well, my question to them, are they setting themselves up to be disappointed? Because, you know, you got some kids that's in the recruiting game, and they only want to be recruited by certain teams. I think that they're only good enough to be recruited by certain teams. So when other teams come and offer those kids opportunities, they turn them down and let them know that they're waiting for such and such to offer. That's one thing you can't do. You know, you see a lot of guys that's smart enough that they pile up all the offers that they can. Some getting close to 30 and 40 offers, and then they'll narrow their list down and tell them who's interested and who's not interested.
Yeah.
You just can't set yourself up for disappointment. You got to be prepared to what's to come out in the recruiting world. And if you don't think you're getting the offers that you want, you have to go out there. You have to work harder. You have to make yourself more visible. You just got to put in the extra work.
I agree with you. I like that, Coach White. He says you can't set yourself up for failure. Or your expectations may need to lower, whatever, but you can't set yourself up for that. You got to adjust and you got to adapt and then go after it. Coach White, tell me your thoughts about that.
Yeah, I agree. What I do is a lot of times I tell those kids, if you have those type of goals, the basic thing you have to do is we talk about it all the time. First of all, go to My Players to Pros. Let's put your profile on the website. Let's put some highlights of your achievements on the highlights theme. And we have Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, all types of colleges that's on the website. If they can't come to you, you go to them. And that's one of the avenues that you can do. A lot of times when they don't get the exposure, we're giving that type of exposure for free. And that's one of the things that I'm proud to say that we're doing that a lot of people, you know, obviously not doing. And kids and parents who don't know about it, we try each and every day to try to promote that. So that's one of the ways that kids who are not getting that type of exposure, who wants to be in front of the big colleges, always and keep it updated. We like to say it's like, you know, a Facebook profile, but it's a student athlete, you know, type website. So we actually encourage them to, you know, if you're in the weight room, if you're on the track or running routes, or what are you doing to better yourself each and every day? Because what we have learned from all types of university colleges and coaches, they want to make sure, no matter what age you are, that you are progressing in your everyday workouts. They want to see the progression. Even if you're a seventh grader, sixth grader, by the way, I had a kid who, twisted his ankle or whatnot. He still wanted to get those mental reps. And he just being out there watching the older kids participate sometimes can make you even better. But just little things like that we kind of do. I would encourage that parent and that kid to do. It was so many other good things that that the panel said to do, but I just wanted to add that certain things like that, that we have things that we provide for us, the extra exposure, if you will. But you have to do it yourself. I mean, if you're expecting those colleges, even the smaller schools, to come recruit you, you're sadly mistaken if you're not doing anything to get yourself better.
Yeah, you gotta do some marketing of your own brand for sure. Coach Martin, I'll start here. We're going to probably end it with this, and that is, how about the parent that may be a little bit aggressive in thinking that their talent is not, you know, more than it is? And I say that, Coach Martin, I want to ask you, how do you handle when you get an athlete and you're asked to make an assessment of his talent and where he should go from there, and the parents are thinking, whether it's mom and dad or both, that he's Division I and maybe he's not? How do you talk to the athlete and how do you talk to the parents? That is something sensitive, and people ask me that all the time, and people send me film. I don't make assessments. So how do you make an assessment, and how do you let the parents know?
Well, I tell them, you know, if there's something that I see, I tell them what I see. I'm very honest with them. I tell them what I see, the things that kid needs to work on. I tell them the things that kid needs to work on. A lot of times people think because their kids start, or they're the starting running back, on their team.
Yeah.
They figure that they're Division One athletes. It's not just that simple. I'm going to give you a quick scenario real quick. I'm in Wake County. In Wake County, we have one college that's Division One. That's NC State. So, and in Wake County, we have probably 20 high schools. So, say NC State was going to pull from those 20 high schools. Well, NC State was going to graduate about 10, anywhere from 10 to 15 seniors, which means they're going to have about 10 scholarships available. You're already outnumbered because you got 20 schools. So only 10 kids out of those 20 schools are going to get an offer to go to NC State. And what happens if a school has three kids that's on their list? So now one school has got three kids in, and the rest of the other 19 got to share out a 7 scholarship. Well, they can't give everybody a scholarship. I don't care what kind of career you had or how you started. And then they're going to look at, if I got 2 linebackers that I already signed that's waiting to play, I'm not going to sign another linebacker. That's understanding the business. Sometimes it's not always because you're not good enough. It's because they don't have the opportunity to do it. So sometimes going to a smaller school, understanding that I'm going to get reps, I can go in and start now and not have to wait, is going to be better for you than trying to go to that Division One or that big school. And so, you know, everything that everybody's been saying is how you set yourself up. It's the things you do. It's playing the recruiting game early, understanding the business, getting yourself on the radar early. Early. Again, I'm going to say early, because we start with middle school moving up, giving them a chance to show themselves so that a college can follow that maturation and see how they're maturing through the years, seeing their work ethic, understanding if this kid still has an upside or this kid has peaked out. And then, you know, putting yourself in front of the right colleges. By doing that, and with all the up-and-coming things that we have with stealth rating, with playing the recruiting game, with a camp series that we're going to start doing across the country, and to better give them exposure. Because one thing about our camps that's different than the other camps is that our camps will be live streamed. So when they're live streams, the college can't come to most of those camps. If you don't go to a camp on the college campus, these camps that most people have, nobody's seeing you. But yet and still you'll be able to come to a camp where every college will be able to live stream and look at you as you're performing on the field. And you'll be able to take that classroom portion where you can turn in your transcripts. We have a guaranteed proven GPA and all those different things. So that is the difference in what we're trying to do and what you want to be looking for when you go out and you try to think about what camps and how to get your kids exposure. And the thing is, you got to understand, for me, our whole goal is not to get you in Division I school. Our whole goal is to get you a college education so you become a professional in life. So it's more than just about sports, because there's no guarantee you can walk outside, trip over something, blow your knee out, and you may never play again. And, you know, you don't know what else. There's too many things that could happen when you start dealing with sports. But when it comes to what you have between your ears, whatever you put in there, it stays in there. And you set what you're worth. I would rather make $100,000 to $150,000 a year than to make $3-4 million for 10 years and be in a 50% tax bracket. And when I get out of my job, if I mismanage my money, I can't get a job.
Yeah, very good. I like the way you put that. Nick and Andre, I'll go ahead and hold it. Yes, you sure can.
One thing I want to follow up with what Emerson made, a great point that I want to make sure that if there's any student athletes listening or when they listen to this recording, when he talked about those 10 spots that were open at NC State and 20 high schools competing against them, what I want to follow up with is to understand that those student athletes need to understand that they probably offer 200 to 250 athletes for those 10 spots. So don't get all hyped up about an offer, because they can pull an offer if they give it to you. So here's what we want to teach them to follow up on that. We want to flip this game. We want to make sure that the student-athlete learns that game and throws the same net over the nation to receive and tell every coach that he wants to play with him for him bad, which he does. He doesn't sign anything, but he needs to have multiple offers so that he is in control of that recruiting process, not the university that is already wheedling out 200-300 offers, and those are Division I schools that will do that. So I just wanted to follow up so they can put that in perspective to understand that there's a way to flip this game, but you got to understand the rules. And the most important thing that I want to close with is to these kids that are listening is that destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice.
Wow. Wow. Sometimes you have to create your own destiny and choices. I like that. Not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Neat. Emerson, if you have a young man that has talent, but maybe the parents think he has a little bit more than he does, how do you temper that excitement but also still encourage the young man?
Well, you're asking Coach Emerson that, or you're asking me that?
Coach Neat, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Like I said, you just got to humble yourself and work hard and let your actions speak for your work ethic speak for yourself. You know, I mean, you just got to be a humble person with this process because, like Glenn just said, a scholarship can be pulled so fast. We've seen that with the guy from Dutchport. Not to make the Wake Forest and that got his offer pulled from Louisville. So you just have to you got to stay humble. That's the big thing about it. You know, work hard and stay humble. And whatever God has for you, you're going to get it. So, just be patient and keep working. That's all I could. That's the only way I could tell them. Just keep working. Maybe you'll get the offer that you're looking for. Or maybe, you'll get a surprise offer that you weren't thinking about that's just as good as the offer that you're looking for. You know, you just got to keep working and stay humble. That's all I know to tell them.
All right. I like that. Coach Andre White, you'll have the last word here. Is it easy, or tell me how you handle the parents when you're working with a recruit that has talent, but you have to also manage the expectations of the recruit, the athlete, and the parents. Last word, Coach Andre White.
Thank you very much. Just brutally honest. That's the bottom line. I just got to be brutally honest because, first of all, they gave me the opportunity to work with their kid and trust me with their kids. I want to give you the answer that you want to hear. Give you the truth. And a lot of times, like Coach Emerson said, we just kind of tell them, kind of point them in a different direction. If you're saying Clemson, I may say Furman University, which is a great university.
Yeah.
It's a smaller school, if you will. And you just may not be in any right down the road. And a lot of times those schools that's nearby the big universities they're very friendly with the other coaches. So they're going to recommend a guy like you if you don't have the type of Division I talent. But they would like, hey, this kid is such a great student athlete. We would want you guys to kind of take a look at this tape right here or take a look at this kid right here and tell me what you think. We think we just don't have room for this kid right now for whatever reason. I mean, he's just not – I think coaches are – at that Division I level are very honest with us. When I say us, high school coaches and trainers, so they give us enough information that I definitely report the same thing that they tell me. I think we have a great reputation. Men, Mr. Ballard and other guys like that when we start working kids out because we're going to tell them the truth. If you got the talent, you kind of need to work on this a little bit more if you want to achieve that type of Division I scholarship. And we definitely always encourage, but at the same time, we just want to be honest.
Okay. Very good discussion tonight, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Anybody want to say anything else before we end the show? A great show. A lot of great input, and I hope, because I tried to answer some questions that I've been posed to. Who was that said something?
I said something. I like, when you get off this telephone, go watch them Gators. Don't forget about us tomorrow if y'all don't pull it out.
Man. No, I'm going to take my medicine if they lose. I hope they can bring another one home.
Yeah, I got on your post earlier today. I wonder, was you mad because wasn't nobody really giving you a hard time? So, I had me and Will Smith had to invade your post early.
I saw that. That Tebow picture I put was for you, too. You, sir, need Jesus. So that one's for you, too. I was just trying to
One follow-up for Andre, Princess, and that is that Andre is absolutely correct. And one thing I forgot to mention, and Andre reminded me of it, the important thing is to go to those, getting back to camps now. When they go to that camp, Andre is absolutely right. I've been to enough camps with enough student-athletes to know that all of those secondary schools that surround those major colleges are allowed at those camps because they know they're only filling six or seven spots. So, Andre, you're absolutely correct, and that's some great information that these kids should know right now to get to those camps, and they get out there, and not only do they get seen by those big coaches, but there's some small coaches, those state schools that will be at those camps as well. Believe me, they will be approachable, and they want to shake hands with every coach on the field, and there'll be a lot of notice in during that summertime. And, Andre, thanks for reminding me of that.
No problem.
Awesome, awesome. Great input. Coach Emerson Martin, thank you so much.
Francis, real quick, Nike Sparks Camp, the free camp that they parents who think their kids are, all of that. Send your kid to that free camp, see what they score. If your kid doesn't score in the top echelon and it's a free camp, then your kid ain't ready. That's the best way. Don't ask somebody. But, you know, one of the things, I never try to tell a kid what they can or can't do. I never try to discourage them. I try to be real with them and tell them if they're not there or not. But if you don't want to take my word, put Nike Sports Camp. Let them raise their kid because they're going to take them to a battery test. If your kid is not in the top echelon, you can forget about it.
Okay. Very good. Great information again. I appreciate you, gentlemen, and I guess I'll see you next Wednesday at this time, okay?
Okay.
Lakers in six. Lakers in six.
Oh, my gosh. Go Gators. Say that for me. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, guys, that's the recruiting show for this Wednesday. Make sure to join us next Wednesday with Emerson Martin, Andre White, Nick Emerson, and Glenn Stout. Players or pros playing the recruiting game and the MYFO staff. I'm Princess Cooper. We'll see you next time. Never had it so good. Sports Radio.